Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth, flying solo this week with some awesome co-hosts. It is Thursday morning, and I know you. I'm sure all of our listeners have been missing my daily coffee updates because Andy's not here to ask me what kind of coffee I'm drinking. So I'm not actually sure what I have this morning. However, fun story, I came into work this morning and there was a bag of coffee from Indonesia on my desk from one of our lovely international friends in Indonesia. So I cannot wait to go brew that coffee from Indonesia. Thanks to our underwriters, Concordia University Wisconsin, for your support of the Coffee Hour. You can find Concordia University Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org, in the underwriters section, or you can go to their website, cuw.edu. So my co-host today, I have an illustrious guest. I'm pretty excited about this. I have Dave Fiedler, who's the president of the LCMS Foundation, in studio with me. Thanks for co-hosting with me today, Dave.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. But the first thing I want to know is what illustrious means. I think somebody called me that once, and they didn't mean it in a good way.
Well, I don't know.
It sounds
awesome,
like
fantastic. Here, I'm going to Google it really fast.
Dusty, that's right. Illiterate. I mean, there's all kinds of
well-known, respected,
ways that it could go.
And admired for past achievements, according to Google. So
right.
There you go.
Hey, well, I'll take it. I guess it's a pleasure to be here. I love KFUO, and it's great to be here.
Good, and we'll talk about bike commuting later because that's a thing for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of excited. I already wrote up our program notes, so. So since I have these guest hosts this week, I had them choose our guests and our topics. So, Dave, why don't you introduce who we have in studio with us?
Well, speaking of illustrious,
uh-oh.
That's the word that comes to mind. I am absolutely pleased to introduce Reverend Bill Simmons. And Bill is a friend of mine and is a pastor at Christ Memorial Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, and they are doing some brilliant things in ministry there, ways to involve the congregation, ways to involve the community, and it's really exciting, and that's what Bill's going to be talking about this morning.
Fantastic. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We have a lot of fun on the Coffee Hour, if you hadn't been able to tell that yet.
I'm a little worried, though, with illustrious and brilliant in the same sentence, almost.
That's setting up some pretty high expectations.
Oh, by golly.
We're throwing out some big words today. So, Bill, tell us about your role at Christ Memorial.
At Christ Memorial, I'm the administrative pastor and oversee a lot of the administration at the congregation. But of particular interest and why Dave invited me today was the fact that I also oversee the health center that we began at Christ Memorial when we occupied our new location on South Lindbergh back in 2005. We started a health center with a fully equipped fitness center, and as one of the programs that we are involved in, which began back in 2013, we have fielded a team of, now not bikers, no offense, you two, but runners who have participated in the Go St. Louis, which is a family fun fitness weekend held every year that involves 25,000 plus from the community.
Wow.
So since 2013, the health center at Christ Memorial has fielded a team. Last year, we fielded a team of over 90 of people from the congregation, as well as people from the community who have been affiliated with our health center, and who have participated in a variety of the activities that are hosted by Go St. Louis.
Well, and I've had the privilege to be involved with this, and what's so great about it is the Go St. Louis involves a number of events for people to participate, and the folks that have come out, Bill, not only from the congregation, but from the community, you know, these are people of all age levels, all athletic, you know, levels of athletic ability and interest. You've really worked hard to encourage people to get involved.
That is correct. In fact, the great appeal that we make to the congregation and the community through our health center is you don't have to be an athlete to participate. And as such, we get the majority who walk, run, walk, jog, the 5K, which is a 3.1 mile activity on Saturday morning. And it's just a great community building opportunity for us. We've also had those that have walked the mature mile. You just have to walk a mile. And we will this year again field a group of grade schoolers from our school, Green Park Lutheran School. There'll be about 35 K through fifth graders who are participating in the Read, Write, Run program as well. So it's there are some that do the longer events, the 7K, half marathon, and marathon, but it really appeals to people of all skill levels.
And that's an outgrowth of the health center, is that right?
That is correct.
This must be an expensive thing to join. What kind of membership fees do you guys charge for your health center bill?
Oh, my goodness, Dave.
That was a softball.
Oh, it was. It was. But Dave knows our congregation well. He's been affiliated with Christ Memorial in a number of functions. The fitness center that we began when we moved in 2005 is completely free. It is fully outfitted with state-of-the-art equipment and is free to the community, and has, as a result, been a great outreach for the congregation. Many, in fact, the great majority of the people that use our health center, either in the fitness program or our rehab program. We also have a rehab program for those who have exhausted or are uninsured so that they can continue rehabbing from an injury or a surgery. But the great majority of all the people that participate in our health center are from the community, not from the congregation. Even though we make the appeal regularly to the congregation, the word has gotten out. And so it's a great outreach opportunity for us to touch lives in the community, creating a non-threatening entry into the church and to expose them to the gospel of Jesus through the people that we put in place to greet them, to work with them, and to encourage them in health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a friendly and welcoming place. It's not like going to the Musclehead gym where there's, you know, guys 500 pounds sweating. And I mean, people are having fun and working hard. But again, it's welcoming for everybody. And there's people on site, volunteers that, you know, check people in and can show them how to use the equipment, things like that.
Actually, what we have found, Dave, to be one of the great blessings of the health center, it is true, fitness and health are its theme, but what really makes it work for people is community. And what we find is that people have joined community by participating in our health center and look forward to greeting each other, greeting the staff, the volunteers that we have in place, as well as their co-participants, either in the rehab or the fitness programs, or for that matter, the other classes that we host as well in nutrition and exercise. So it's the community that really is the great blessing that people look for.
Absolutely.
Well, and I know the group. How many people are participating this year? Do you know what numbers are broadly in the Go St. Louis event from Christ Memorial?
Christ Memorial, we are anticipating will field a team of over 80 this year.
Wow, and that's a spirited group of people and some community there.
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage each other through the training period, which has been going on since the month of January.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you run outside in the cold?
Absolutely.
Whoa. See, people think I'm crazy when I do that.
You bike outside in the cold?
I do.
Sarah, well, you're just as crazy.
I must be one of those crazy people.
You're just as crazy. Yes, we encourage community through the ongoing communication that we have with those participating. We will gather everyone for a pre-race meal and encourage them through casting the vision for health as well as holistic, that God made us as body, mind, and spirit. And so as such, we honor the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is our body, by encouraging exercise and do so through that way.
Now, are you running in this event? Are you taking part in any of the Go St. Louis weekend events?
Another softball?
Yeah, I think so.
yes, I am, Dave. Thank you for asking. I'll be joining the largest contingent on Saturday morning, April the 7th at Forest Park in doing the 5K. I'll be doing that actually with a number of my family, the 5K, which and a lot of, like I said before, a lot walk or walk jog that. And that'll be in preparation for Sunday morning when I'll be running the half marathon, 13.1 miles, which is always a challenge.
How many times have you done a half marathon?
I think I've done about five. Started running, restarted running when I was 59. I ran in college back in the day, but started rerunning in 59 and since then have run five half marathons.
That's terrific. Hey, if people want to find out more about Christ Memorial and the Health Center, what's the best way to check that out?
I would say go to our website, cmstl.org, which has links not only to the church and its programming, but to the Health Center and the different ways that we reach out to the community through the programs that we sponsor.
That's awesome.
And we'll put that link with our program notes, which will be available sometime today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, not only personally with running, but with the Health Center. And best wishes to you and all the participants coming up in a month, a little bit less.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
You
Pastor
bet.
Pastor Bill Simmons, Administrative Pastor for Christ Memorial Lutheran Church. And you're listening to the Coffee Hour, and Dave Fiedler and I will be back after the break. We may talk about biking, so get ready.